This is program number LW2187. The Hatfields and the McCoys. Ever heard of them? The news of their famous feud reached literally around the world. Hi, this is Larry West. It began way back in 1865 in Logan County, West Virginia. A Hatfield shot a McCoy during the trying days of the Civil War. Not much came of it at first, as both families settled down after the war to build families, tend their farms, and to make more moonshine. But the trouble came up again in 1873. A Hatfield and a McCoy got into an argument over a pig. That's right, a pig. Each one claimed he was the owner. Well, a country trial was called. A Hatfield acted as the judge. So guess who got the pig? Well, that left the McCoys furious, and they let it be known that they would take revenge, and they did. For the next 7 years, they shot at each other. Then, in 1880, a young Hatfield fell in love with the daughter of a McCoy, and he got her pregnant. That was like pouring gasoline on a fire. Finally, by just 2 years after that, a full-scale war broke out between the Hatfields and the McCoys. It happened on election day that year that Randolph McCoy's three boys murdered a Hatfield. But before the sheriff could arrest them, the Hatfields got to them first. They tied the McCoys to a pawpaw bush, and Anse Hatfield said to them, "Boys, if you have any peace to make with your maker, you'd better make it." Then, in the light of a lantern, the Hatfields shot the McCoys. As the weeks passed, each family raided the other's farm, and lies were snuffed out every time. Randolph McCoy escaped the Hatfields' raid New Year's Day, 1888, but two more of his children were killed. His wife was beaten unconscious, and the Hatfields burned his house down. It was finally after that incident that the Hatfields were arrested. Two more were killed trying to round them up, four were given life sentences, and one was publicly hanged. Before it was all over, the Hatfields and the McCoys had lost 65 members of their families in the feud. 65. By 1900, Randolph McCoy and Anse Hatfield, the patriarchs of the two families, had gotten so old and having lost so much, they got tired of the whole affair. The cost had been high. Each family had sold much of their land just to buy guns and bullets. Randolph McCoy had buried six of his own children. And while it was true that both sides had won lots of fame throughout the world, it wasn't a fame of heroes. It was a fame of folly. Anger. It's amazing what anger does. Someone once said that anger improves nothing but the arch of a cat's back. Abraham Lincoln had some good advice on it once, I think. One day he heard a friend of his lash out in his anger against an acquaintance of theirs. Lincoln, knowing exactly how the man felt, gave him some good advice. He told his friend to sit down and write down how he felt in a letter. "It'll do you good," he told him. Well, the man did as Lincoln told him. He sat down and wrote out his anger in a letter, and then took it to Lincoln and read it to him. Lincoln commended the letter heartily for its severity, and his friend, the writer, was pleased. And then the friend asked Lincoln, "How will you advise me to send it?" "Send it," answered Lincoln. He said, "Oh, I wouldn't send it." He said, "I sometimes write a letter like that. It does me good, but I never send it." The next time you get angry, you might take Lincoln's advice to his friend. Sit down, write a letter to the person you're angry at, and get all your frustrations down on paper, and then go back and read it. If you need to, read it again. Then, tear it up and throw it away. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I like what the Bible says. It says, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city." In other words, take control. The Hatfields and McCoys never learned that lesson. And that's, quite frankly, what they're known for. Be careful, lest you make yourself just as famous. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.